The Road to Healing, Day 14 of the Lenten Journey, The Prodigal. Smile and the world smiles with you. Cry and you cry alone. Isn't that true? A young man found out this truth the hard way. He convinced his father to give him a cut of his inheritance, quite a sizable sum, and he went out spending it. He was in Fat City. Nightclub life, parties, fun, games, excitement, and on top of it, friends. Well, of course, he was buying. He had friends right, left, and center. And then it happened. The economy turned. Things were rough, and the young man's money ran out. Gone. No money, no party, no fun, and no games. No fun and games? Well, no friends. They all abandoned him, and he was left alone looking at his situation. It was a loneliness like no other. It was hard, because once he lived so well, and now everything was gone. He became desperate. He was cold and hungry. In fact, one day he passed by some animals feeding in the yard. When he looked over and saw the slop that the pigs were eating, it looked good to him. And that was his wake-up moment. He was completely disgusted with himself and where he was in life. He couldn't even fathom the idea that the disgusting and filthy hog food was looking good to him. It was in his wake-up moment that he realized his father's employees lived better than he did. So he came up with a simple plan, quite a brilliant plan, actually. "I'll go back to my father," he thought to himself, "and I'll ask him for a job as an employee. Forget about asking him to take me back into the house. I'll just ask to be tried out as a hired hand." So with this scheme in his head, he went back home. While on the road, the father sees him. He runs out and embraces his lost son with both arms and squeezes him emotionally and full of love. The son started to say, "Dad, I'm sorry, I messed up. Would you hire me as..." And before he could finish what he was saying, the father called his workers over. He ordered one of them to take the son and have him fitted for the finest clothes they could find. He ordered another worker to organize a huge celebration party, inviting friends and family. Then he ordered his family ring to be placed on his son's finger. His son was not going to be accepted as a servant, employee, or even worker. Absolutely nothing less than the blood relative, the son that he was. "Today we celebrate," said the father in emotions that could not be contained, "for my son was lost and he is found. He was dead and now he is alive." For the last several days of the Lenten journey, we've been exploring the concept of God, that is, the ultimate perfection, the total and complete that touches our lives. Today we receive the most special and truest expression of God, and it comes to us via a parable, a story offered to us by Christ. It is the story of the prodigal son. This story, as I've shared it with you, is the story of a wayward son. But even more, it's the story of a compassionate and loving father. It's the only understanding that is necessary on the road to recovery, because this understanding includes every other understanding and definition. Is there anything more powerful than love? Is there anything greater than the compassion shown by this father? Is there anything more healing, comforting, and completing than the love that comes from outside and transforms us to become the terminals and the transmitters of love ourselves? The story is so simple and yet so weighted with truths of human nature. But the example of the father shines. He is one who does not wait for the child to come home. In fact, he goes out to meet the son. He does not harbor anger, nor does he seek vengeance. He's not interested in the past, only in the here and now. He cherishes life. When we look for God's blessings in our lives, the healing, realize you've already received the blessing and therefore the healing. Remember, when we first started this journey 2 weeks ago, we heard the voice, "Do you want to be healed?" If we do, like the son, we have to turn back, accept our circumstances, humbling ourselves. Then the healing begins. The love comes pouring out. We have much to absorb today. I look forward to continuing this journey with you tomorrow as we walk on the road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Savon wishing you a good day.